Free, what up, homie?
Yo, what's up, man?
Not much, just finished watching this Super Bowl snooze fest.
Hey, don't talk about it like that. That was great. That was a great game.
Super Bowl snooze fest. That's exactly great. What that was. That was trash.
Everything about it was trash
from the start to the finish. The first half, 3-3 was trash. 3-0 was trash. The halftime show was absolute garbage dump. The second half was trash. We all knew it was going to come down to who made the costly turnover. It was most likely going to be the Rams. It was the Rams. And then that was the game. It was trash.
Okay. So
even after it, the end, it wasn't even like normally even Tom Brady is like just jacked up. It was just kind of like, all right, yeah, we won. It was trash, bro. It was like, it felt like how like when, like, and I love the Lakers, but it was like after the three-peat, the third year the Lakers won, like the first year, Kobe and Shaq was like jumping on each other. Second year, I was like, oh, we repeat, what up? That third year when they swept the Nets, it was like they were just shaking hands. It was like, okay. That's what it felt like. It was trash. All right, bro.
So I liked it because this is, okay, so no, as far as like Super Bowls that I watched, this is probably the second worst one. Not the worst Super Bowl. The worst Super Bowl for me was Seattle and Denver when they blew them out. Like it was like 35 to like 30. They spanked them. And that was bad to me because it was one-sided. Like by the first quarter ended, we knew who was going to win that game. At least with this, it was boring, but it was competitive. Like nobody was doing too much. Like, you know, like it was by the fourth quarter came. And even after Patriots scored a touchdown, we still didn't know who was going to win. Like it could have went to overtime still, but Jared Goff threw an interception and that was what ended the game. But it was still competitive in a way, you know. It was kind of boring, mostly defense, but at least it was close. It wasn't a blowout.
It was competitive, but it wasn't. I don't know. I guess especially coming off of last year's game where it was like they was putting up points year before that. Like they was putting up points, so it was kind of cool. I guess we just especially even last 2 weeks ago the championship games.
No, yeah, those games
were
crazy.
It was like that's yeah, they were like
that's,
high.
That's the problem.
Yeah, we was expecting like competitive, but it was like a lot of points scored, and it was like who's gonna score the final points versus this one where it was like the first person to score a touchdown is going to win. It was like the commercials were god awful.
There was one commercial I liked, actually maybe like two.
The only one I remember liking was the one with where it was like all of those football players with like Marshawn Lynch. That one was cool. I like that one.
That one I liked, and I liked see, nobody paid attention to it. Like, everybody in my house was like, you know, it was commercial. Everybody was getting out. Nobody cared too much. But there was one of the T-Mobile commercials, and somebody was texting, and they were like, I'm here, or something like that. And they were like, I'm glad to know you're here for me. Like, you know, I was not counting on you. They're like, no, like, I'm outside.
Yeah. I'm outside. It's your lift driver.
That was hilarious. I don't know why that was so funny to me, but that was so funny. Like, yeah, you really do have no friends if you're texting your Lyft driver. So that was funny. That was hilarious. But those are the only two commercials that I actually enjoyed. Everything else was like, blah. It was like garbage.
And I just want to say that, like, as far as like the Travis, like, first of all, I feel like that the halftime show was straight trash. I love Maroon 5, but they're not halftime material, Super Bowl halftime material talent. Not anymore. No. And then they had Travis Scott do his like minute and a half and got him up out of there. They had Big Boy do his verse and I Like the Way You Move and got him out of there. Like,
I was mad because like when I saw, people were asking, oh, like, what do you expect in the halftime show? I was like, fire. There's gonna be a lot of fire. Like, not like hot, like, you know, like dope fire, like literal
just
fire.
Just little fire.
I was like, Travis Scott's gonna have flamethrowers like on stage. Like, he's about to go crazy. So then the fireball comes down when he's coming out. And I was like, yeah, it's about to go down. I started wilding. I started jumping up and down. I think I pulled something in my neck, actually. I like pushed my neck. I was wilding. And by the time I got done wilding, which for like a minute straight, he was gone. Seriously?
Got him out of there.
By the time I started to sing along, instead of just dancing around like a maniac, because I love Travis Scott so much, by the time I actually calmed down and started singing the lyrics, the song was over. And I was like, oh, that's it? I was so mad. They got him out of there.
And then if he would have did it himself,
it would have been a crazy halftime show. It would have been a movie if he would have did it himself. Just Travis Scott, it would have been crazy. Because he probably would have brought out a Drake, or he would have brought out somebody to to like make it crazy, but
yeah, it wasn't. But like, no, it was trash, bro. It was trash. I was hoping.
I even had my fingers crossed because Maroon 5 did their song that they have with Cardi. They did like a part of that song. I was like, oh, Cardi about to come out. Nope, no Cardi. Like, nothing. Yeah, but
let's talk about that real quick because Cardi was very vocal about not performing. I'm staying with Cap and all this stuff, but then she's still down in Atlanta. She's still doing performances Saturday night or whatever. That's still all based around NFL. So like all of that fake, I stand for Cap and all this stuff, but you still doing performances. You're still getting checks that's directly related to the NFL and the Super Bowl. Yeah. So it's like all of that fake, like I'm staying with Cap and I'm protesting. No, you're not. You on stage dancing with the owner of the Patriots, whose quarterback is knownly affiliated with Donald Trump and everything he stands for. So it's like
what's crazy is like I think for her, like, not to excuse it, like, yeah, you're still like, yeah, we're not falling for that, but at the same time, like, she knew it was gonna come out, but it wasn't televised. We knew it was gonna come out because people have their phones, you know, social media. Yeah. So it was gonna come out that she was performing, but like,
yeah, but then one thing is to say no, I chose not to perform. Cool, move on. But then when you make it a thing, like, nah, I ain't doing that. I'm down with Cap. But then now you doing. Because for the Super Bowl, at least for the halftime performances, like, it's a known thing that the acts don't get paid. Whatever she was performing for, she was definitely getting paid for it. Took a check to still perform during the festivities for Super Bowl weekend. Like, so it's like, come on now. So it was like all of that fake protest is trash. It's trash. It was, this whole weekend was trash. It was trash. And then real quick, we got to talk about your boy 21 Savage.
Yeah, yeah, I was waiting. I was gonna bring it up anyway. I was like, "Yo, I know it's about Super Bowl. We go cut it through, but like, nah."
Yeah, nah. Yo, London blow. Hold on, London blow. Yo, I need answers.
So do I. All right. So, a couple things. Number one, I swear my man was from Zone 6. Yo, you know, Atlanta.
Like the heart of like Atlanta, just like from the hoods of Atlanta. My man.
Yo, he just shook. He shook all of the country right now. Like, yeah, like, you getting deported, nigga? You from where? What?
Yo, because I saw deported, and I was like, okay, cool. Maybe he's from like one of the islands or whatever, you know, whatever, Jamaica or something, whatever. And we don't know, which is like, that's cool, fine, I get it. You know, our mother, maybe he was born there, you came up here. What was his mother doing in the UK when he was born? Like, I need answers to everything, because that was just like very like what, like just on top of everything else. Oh, by the way. 21 Savage is from London.
Yeah. So, that blew my mind. Yeah. I saw, did you see Demi Lovato tweet about it?
No,
her
I didn't
Wale
see it.
Had a little exchange. Her and Wale had a little exchange.
About what?
Because he's getting arrested. He overstayed his visa. His visa was over a year ago.
Yeah.
So he's locked up right now. So she tweeted out that 21 Savage, the 21 Savage memes that came out were more entertaining than the Super Bowl.
I mean,
funny, yes. But so Wale responded, she tweeted it and deleted it. But Wale responded before she could delete it. And he said, I don't understand how a man's freedom is funny. Like, how is that funny? Like, you know, like he's actually in jail. Like, you know, it's funny, but not funny. Like, I get it. So then she deleted her tweet. And then she tweeted, she said Wale is still petty, or he's still sad that I didn't respond to his tweets from like years ago, because he tweeted me years ago. He's mad I didn't respond to him. And Wale came back again. He was like, I'm glad you saw those tweets. I hope you also saw the ones when I was trying to like give you guidance and, you know, cheer for you while you was down and out. You know, like you was just, no, you was just doing bad.
Yeah,
he was like, you were just doing bad not too long ago. And I was trying to help you out. I was cheering for you. He's like, you know, but you know what? I'm not going to drag you down right now. Like, go ahead, queen. Like, do your thing. You know, like, you know, so he respectfully came at her neck for coming at 27. Yeah. But she's kind of, like, it's weird because when you're at that stage, like, in life, like, you know, you're a celebrity. You can't say things like that even if they're true.
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, yeah. Especially not her, because she was just going through and dealing with stuff. Yeah. And I'm sure, like, any joke about, you know, that would have ended up really bad and she would have felt the way. So yeah, that's not. The memes were funny though.
Memes are hilarious.
But yeah, yo, I guess.
They had a Soulja Boy, they put the UK, like UK?
Yeah. They had that joint. They had his freestyle, his cypher, and they had some like London tune, like rapping under it. Yeah, I was like, God, the internet wastes no time. Like, the man is sitting in jail right now, and the internet is like, but I mean, when the Super Bowl that bad, yo, it's just like anything to make us laugh. Because right now, this Super Bowl is a snooze fest. God, that was bad. But yeah, no, yeah, so it was great. So I mean, figured it was no way we could start with anything else but that. There's no way.
I saw they had you remember the Kodak Black interview on The Breakfast Club when they was like, do you have a girl? Or like somehow falling in love. He was like, I hope so. They had that. They had 21 Savage's parents, is your visa still good? He said, I hope so. Yo, it was great. Yo, I'm sorry. You know, best of luck, 21 Savage. I hope, you know, I hope he's good. I hope he gets out and he's okay.
Yeah.
But it was funny. I can't. I'm sorry. It was hilarious.
Yeah. Dang. Yeah, it was just a very eventful. It was a very eventful Sunday.
Robert Kraft. Right, I don't know if anybody else caught it. Robert Kraft was drunk when he was given that. Like when he gave him the trophy at the end,
yeah,
he was slurring his words. Like, he was my man was drunk.
Robert Kraft is invited to the barbecue. He been helping Meek out. He up there on stage with Cardi.
He invited to the barbecue.
Invited to the barbecue. He got the black vote. So
yeah, he
can sip a little. He's sipping a little. You know, he chilling. So I was, you know, let that man rock out. Let that man do his thing. But yeah,
Brady got the sixth Infinity Stone, yo. He's Thanos now. That's it. It's over. What else can you tell this man?
He about to snap it. He working on snapping his fingers twice, just in case the first one didn't get you. Oh, y'all still want to be alive? Okay, cool. I got you. You about to snap twice?
Yeah. And I'm only happy. I was cheering for the Patriots. Let's be clear, and I don't even like the Patriots, but I was cheering for them because, like, how often will I get to, like, we'll never see that again. Six rings from one individual, a quarterback, like, win six rings. People don't win one. People don't win two. Like, that don't happen. So for one individual to win six.
Six for nine. Six out of nine.
Yo, that's ridiculous. We'll never see that again. Not in my lifetime. I don't think I'll ever see
it. Not in our lifetime.
Layla's gonna grow up and she's not old enough to know. She don't know nothing. This is a Super Bowl. She's 3 years old. She's not gonna know anything. But I'm gonna tell her when she's older, like, listen, I saw the great Tom Brady and I didn't like him most of the time, but you know what? I saw him win six rings. Maybe he wins more by the time she's old enough. But
yeah,
Jesus Christ, this dude is just he's astronomically talented. It's just he's not from here.
No, yeah, he's no, I mean, like, yeah, no, I don't want to root for him, but I can't deny what this man has been doing.
And then you just got the Red Sox just won the World Series. Boston is on fire.
Boston's on fire, yeah.
Red Sox just won the World Series. Then you got New England. If the Celtics get it together, I mean, hey, they might not win it, but they're going to be in the finals against Golden State.
Yeah, no, I mean, Boston is just one of those. Yeah, Boston is one of those. Boston and New England area is one of those towns where, like, they hot right now.
They are killing the game right now, and I hate it.
They rolling. I mean, half of that is because of Tom Brady right now, who has been Super Bowl for the past like nine times. So yeah, so I guess that helps. It was no way we cannot, you know, start the week without talking about Super Bowl, and then 21 Savage just gave us a little extra content to speak on.
That's what I do with you.
Yeah.
They said how many crazy. They said how many visas you got? A lot. Oh, I'm sorry. Man. I'm sorry. Yo,
no, was, 21 was, when you get out yo. When everything is good. Like, we need a song when you explain this, bro. There's no way you can get around.
Please.
You can't just sweep this under the rug. Like, you've been repping the hood of
Atlanta.
I need an interview. Something. I need a Breakfast Club interview. Like, I just need Charlamagne to get right to it. Like,
yeah, he gonna get let me see birth certificate, brother. Like, let me see papers. Like,
what was going on at that time that your mom ended up in the UK? When you was how long were you in the UK? How long have you been in Atlanta? Like, we need answers. We need real answers. We need a song.
Apparently, he came to Atlanta in 2005.
So where was, so he was in the UK that whole time?
Yeah. Up until 2005.
Nah. So see, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like there's no way he could have been from the UK that whole time and this just comes out. Like the whole world, like the whole rap world is like, wait, what? We all very confused by this. We all need answers. Like, yeah.
My man Zone 6.
This is a weird one. This is weird. Like, yeah.
21. I'm waiting to see. I'm waiting for everything to come out. I need answers for sure.
Yeah. I'm really like, very I want to know.
Somebody said the sword on his forehead is King Arthur's sword. Yo. I saw so much today. I really could not.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yo, the internet.
It was so much.
Yeah, it was such so a bad much. Super Bowl that the internet was dying for something that, like, yeah. They needed something, and, like, he provided it. Yeah, that's crazy. Oh, man. All right, we can keep it going now.
Yeah. You ready? You had a whole week to get your intro game up.
No.
No.
No. Oh, you're not doing that to me again. You're not doing that to me again. You got it.
Nah. Definitely a very interesting week for the NBA.
We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, so anybody who's not into sports, I'm sorry. We'll like let you know when we go in like straight sports, and we might stay there for a while so you could like just fast forward or put us on like double speed. We had some interesting rap clapbacks. Tory Lanez versus everybody. we got some 6ix9ine news.
Yeah, I got that on my list.
Let's get into it.
All right, do you want to start? You want to save sports? Do you want to do sports first because that's going to take a while? Or do you want to like go with the other stuff because it's quicker and then end off with sports?
I think we'll end with sports just because I feel like it's, you know, for the people who do listen, you know, for the listeners who are not into sports, at least we'll give them something in the upfront in case they don't make it to the end. So yeah, we can start not sports.
I mean, Taraji P. Henson got a Hollywood star in the Walk of Fame. Yeah, congratulations.
Shout out to that.
A huge fan, love her, she's great. It led into a whole topic I was talking about with somebody actually, and I saw on Twitter like people that don't have a star yet. And Denzel, no star.
Really?
Yep, no star. Leonardo DiCaprio, no star. Just what? two big names that I was like, wow. So Denzel, okay, so some of the criteria is there's a committee and someone has to nominate you in that committee. Then the rest of the committee has to say, okay, yeah, that's a valid person. We'll go forward with it. So after that committee agrees on the person, they have to all agree on the person. The celebrity that they chose has to then pay $40,000 to get their name on that star.
So you got to pay to have your star.
Yeah. So with that, I guess that pays for like the upkeep and the cleaning it. Like, you know, $40,000 pays for all that type of stuff.
Upkeep? Are you kidding me? It's in like the hood. Like, yeah, they put the stars in the hood. Like they're along the hood. Like I've seen it. It's in the hood.
Yeah, like the that's what like, they. That's the excuse to get their $40,000. So, Denzel apparently got nominated not too long ago. And
not too long ago, he should have been nominated years ago.
Yeah. Well, apparently, he got nominated and. Somewhere between, oh yeah, that's another thing. The celebrity has to pick a date for their ceremony. Mm-hmm. So I guess he did everything except for pay his $40,000 and pick his date. They had it. They was already going to give it to him. He was good to go. And you have a 5-year period where you got to pick a date within 5 years to get your star. And I guess he was more like nonchalant, like, I'll get it when I get it. And never got a star because of that. Like he should have had a star, but because he didn't pick his date in his 5-year window.
Oh, so it's his fault.
Yeah, it's his fault. So okay, maybe he wasn't that into it. So I'm okay with that. As far as I know of, Leonardo DiCaprio has never been nominated, brought up, nothing. Leonardo DiCaprio has no star. It's never been spoken about.
Leo must. I don't know. I don't know how he could be the biggest star and get blackballed so much. Like he just got his first. He just got his first Oscar a couple of years ago.
Like
he pissed off somebody.
He pissed off the wrong people higher up. Like, and I don't mean higher up. I mean higher up. Like, God is mad at him.
Yeah. No, somebody was like, Leo would be great for this. He was like, nah, I'm not doing that. That's trash. And they were like, okay, we got you. And that was that.
It's crazy how he has.
It's okay. He's the people's actor. He's for the people.
Yeah. I'm with it.
Yeah. I'm down. That was now, a, that was him a and Denzel got to do a movie together called No Stars.
Yeah. That'd be hot. I'll watch it. I mean, I don't know if you call it that, but.
Nah, we're calling it No Stars.
No Stars.
We're calling it No Stars. And then they both going to get Academy Awards. And then they're going to try to get a star.
It had to be like a slave movie if they want Oscars, because that's the only movies that get nominated.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know any of these movies that being nominated, but that's neither here nor there. We're whatever. I'm never gonna watch them, so unless it's No Stars.
Unless it's No Stars.
Yeah. That's it. Oh, you was talking about Taraji, but her co-star from Empire. Jussie Smollett, who got attacked.
Yeah,
he got attacked last week in Chicago, coming out of a venue. He got attacked by two white guys in ski masks who, like, beat him up, put a noose or a rope around his neck, really. I mean, of course, you know, they labeled it as a hate crime. And it's just crazy that, like, in 2019, that, like celebrities, like stars, celebrities, people who are known, can get attacked like that. And, like, you know, they were trying to spin it, like, because he had gotten letters, like, you know, threatening letters sent to, like, the studio about, like basically, like threats, like, yo, you ain't safe, like, we trying to kill you or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, it's alleged that he, like, they tried to give him security, but he turned it down or whatever. And so they were trying to make it, like, you know, partly his fault. Like, you know, he should have had the security, or, like, he should have heeded the notes or whatever. But it's like, at the end of the day, yo, we still got, like, racist clowns out here.
Yeah, yeah, like, very much.
Yeah.
I mean, when I seen it, I didn't have a initial reaction to it. And that's only because, like, it doesn't surprise me at this point. I get it's 2019, and I've already come to the conclusion that we're not past that yet. We're still not past the racism or, like, the gay bashing. We're still not past any of that. So nothing surprises me. So, like, when things like this happen, I'm like, great. Like, it's tiring at some point. It's just like, wow, like, we're still doing this. It's 2019, yeah. And we're still doing this. Like, at what point? Like, I don't want to say it, but I'm going to say it. Like, we need to have, like, it has to be almost like a generational genocide, where all these older, like, super old racist people that are teaching their kids these type of things have to go.
They gotta go.
I don't want a racial genocide. I want a generational genocide. Like, that whole generation has to go, and then maybe we'll be okay. Because, you know, you just teach that. It teaches it. It just keeps getting funneled downhill. And then at some point, somebody's got to go. Like, we just got to get rid of people. And that's what's gonna take.
I feel like we're in the last leg of that.
I think so. Maybe 2020, 2021, 2 or 3 years, maybe. Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they all old white geezers. They all, like, on their way out anyway. But it's just like, I really feel like it's that, and because it's just like that old mindset of just like, we don't accept gays, we don't accept blacks, we don't accept this. Like, anybody that's not pure white is just,
it's just like, I gotta a problem. Go.
And I mean, I mean, we're in a different time now, where it's like, you know, everybody, for our generation, and I would say, like, you know, our parents, the generation before us, like, we're, you know, they didn't, maybe didn't grow up with everything where it was like everything is love. But, like, especially this generation, more than anything, is kind of, like, starting to come to that point where it's, like, everything is love. Accept anybody. Like, you do you, I do me, whether I'm for it or not. Like, I don't care. I'm not trying to, like, hurt you or whatever because of what you feel.
I think we kind of kicked that off, I think we kind of kicked that off.
Yeah, I feel like, I definitely feel like this generation, like, just really started.
That actually speaks, that actually speaks a lot about our friendship, you know. Like, for me and you, for instance, you know, you're a church going man. You're a very religious person. I'm not so much. Not that I don't believe in it, but I'm not a every Sunday, you know, faithful to a certain church and everything, but we've maintained a friendship for a very, very long time. And it's more of a, you know, I'm not going to pull you into what I do. You don't pull me, you know, it's no pressure. It's just,
yeah, nah,
you know,
it's no pressure.
We get,
yeah,
we've gotten along just fine.
Yeah, like there's no issue at the end of the day. Cool. That's one aspect of life. Like it's not every life. Like, oh,
yeah,
I agree with that. Or I hate you now. Or I gotta like, yeah, I'm opposed to you. Like, no, it's like, all right, cool. Like you like what you like. I like what I like. We move on. Like we can still be cool. We coexist. And I just feel like, yeah, we in that generation now where it's like, yo, it's so many different people in this world. It's so many different things you can be, can like, can be involved in, don't have to be involved in. And it's like before it was like, oh, you don't like that? Okay, nah. You hate it or like something.
Yeah.
Like, but now it's just like, no, I just don't like it. Like, I don't have like, anything against you who do like it. This is not for me. So they haven't caught the two guys yet. I don't, as of this, while we record this, but who knows what could happen. But they are, you know, they are working their leads, and I hope that they catch them and that they are put under jail. Under it. Put
yeah.
Under the jail.
Definitely.
Yeah. So yeah, that's
I mean, since you said under a jail, this is a sinkhole was being investigated in Florida, and construction workers came to investigate, you know, the sinkhole and, you know, try to get to it. It was apparently a tunnel.
Oh,
that was, yeah, about 50 yards long, to get under a bank. Somebody was trying to get under a bank.
Oh,
but
they were trying to like rob the joint.
Yeah, they were trying to get some takers action into this. God. Like, yeah. So there was a sink that people thought it was a sinkhole. So people called the proper authorities. They came and they're like, okay, let's check this out. You know, and they start digging, and it was actually a tunnel that was leading to like a Chase Bank or something like that. And the cops actually kind of laughed because the tunnel, the length was good. You know, it was 50 yards. But the actual tunnel itself was like 2 feet wide. Like, unless like my daughter's going in that tunnel, like no grown adult is going to get in that tunnel to get to the bank. Like, it was just poorly executed. They found it. They found out because there was like an extension cord, like for electricity in the tunnel. So it was 50 yards wide with just like the extension cord for the electricity, I guess, for the lights in the tunnel. Yeah. But that was all that fit in there. Like, you know what I'm saying? So the cop was like, like they're looking for the person, but at this point, I think they're gonna make fun of the person. Like, you're terrible.
You're an idiot. But you know, thank you for making our job super simple.
Yeah, really.
Wow.
Jesus. So I thought that was kind of funny.
That's super funny. Oh, and sticking on since we're still talking about tunnels in jail, how about your boy Bill Cosby? Did you see that it was like a drone or something? They had to shut down the whole jail. Because there was a drone that was flying over the jail cell to try to snap a photo of Bill Cosby in jail. So that they assuming that it was like the
TMZ, one of those, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, yo, they desperate. Like, he ain't going over. He in there.
That's just desperation. But if somebody were to get that photo, that's a lot of money.
Nah, that's. They if they get that photo, because it's like what is he like 80 70 80 like
he's
I'm very curious to know like what a day in like, because it's like, do he just sit in the I'm sure he's not with everybody.
Those nah, you ever watch like Oz or something like that? Like, he had those old heads,
like,
and nobody bothers.
He's
yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he's that dude like, yo, old timer.
He like blind. So what he doing? Like,
he spreads wisdom. He spreads wisdom. He's the old dude that they come to for the advice.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, Bill, let me talk to you.
Like, which country was you saying? How you get it in the cup without us here? Like,
you know what I'm saying? And yeah. Bill's like, you know.
First you got to put it in the pudding. And then you take
it. Definitely. That's exactly how it happened.
Yeah, I'm like, now I'm curious. Now I'm like, dag, I wish they would have got, like, you had the drone in the air. Like, you should have caught something. Like, I'm curious, because it's like, he can't be like the librarian, because he can't see. So it's like, he's like limited already. And it's like the old heads, they only get that many jobs. It's either like, you're either the librarian or you're delivering the mail. That's what I think.
He can't do either.
He can't do either one of those. So it's like, he's just like knitting sweaters.
He just chills. He just knitting sweaters. He's just chilling, giving advice.
Yeah. knitting Coogee sweaters with all different kinds of colors because you can't see. They just extra bright because those are the only ones you can see.
The old Biggie joint.
Yeah.
The colorful Biggie sweater. That's what he's sewing.
Yeah, Fashion Nova Jail edition.
Fashion Nova Jail.
That's great. Oh, man.
Right, I mean, cool. If you want to go on jail, Tekashi.
Oh, yes.
This is great segues. We're segueing just fine right now.
We're segueing. Yeah, we killing it. Tekashi. So, yes. Tekashi 6ix9ine. He
nine counts
of drugs, guns, robbery, whole nine. Nine counts serving for a total of 47 years. Of course.
At a minimum.
Minimum 40. Yeah, that's a minimum 47 years. Of course, he was like, "Oh, you said 47." He said, "Oh, I'm sorry. Could you say that one more time? I thought you said 47." He was like, "Yeah, 47 minimum." And so now he is snitching like nobody's business. The transcripts came out from the hearing. I got the quote where he said, "He admits helping members of the gang attempt." Nine Trey Bloods attempt to kill a rival to quote increase my own standing in Nine Trey. He talked about the Chief Keef shooting where he was like, I paid a person to shoot at a rival member of Nine Trey to scare him. The shooting took place in Manhattan. I did this to maintain or increase my own standing in Nine Trey. Then he also followed that up by admitting to selling a kilo of heroin. And then he followed all of that up with an apology saying, I apologize to the court, to anyone who was hurt, to my family, friends, and fans for what I have done and who I have let down. So it's like, yeah, after I did all of this, but you know what? I heard y'all was thinking 47. So let me just throw that in there. And just say, so, because you know, I mean, to hurt anybody.
I think... First of all, I think his whole being, I think it's fake. I don't even think he's really, not to challenge him, but there's a lot of people I really don't believe in is really that are gang banging, and I just don't think he is. I don't know why I don't believe him. Like his music is very hype music, like it's cool, like I don't mind it, but like I think he's very like a trolling. Just I don't think he's a real gang member. I don't believe in him. So with that being said, I think. You're about to get them real charges.
Yeah, real charges.
I think possible. This is conspiracy theorist in me. I think he's pleading guilty to charges that aren't his that'll make him believable. Now he comes out if he raps still like that. Now you got to believe him. He's got charges. He's got real stuff on his resume now. He has nothing on his resume prior to this, does he? Not that I know of.
He had the case from it was the
girl.
Like the girl. It was like the underage.
Oh, yeah, that's just some R. That's like an R. Kelly case. It's not like gangbanging.
it's not gangbanging. I mean,
You know what I'm saying? He's rapping, he's repping a gang and I kill you and I'll shoot up your block and with nothing on his resume. And this is definitely like gonna put something on his resume. Like people like Bobby Shmurda had prior charges, Jay-Z is a very known person, Game. These dudes have charges. So when they rap about drugs and stuff like that, at least they've done something. This dude has done nothing that we know of. His tattoos are like 5 years old. It's not even like he's had them his whole life. Like there's pictures of him from like 4 or 5 years ago that he's clean cut, chilling, like little choir boy type. No offense to choir people, but he looks like a very good, wholesome kid like 5, 6 years ago, and now he's all of this. So I don't know. It could be all real, though. He could be really doing all this, but it's just I didn't really believe in him when he first came out, and these charges make you have to almost believe in it. Like, okay, he's really out here.
I mean, no. When he was first locked up, that's what, a lot of people were saying. It's just like, I think it was, a lot of it was just like trolling and an act and just like, let me put on this persona. But then I feel like, you get involved in that. Once you start talking a certain way, you start living a certain life, putting certain things out, certain energy, certain environments and stuff like that. Like that's going to, there's results that come with that. Like you can't just be trolling the troll and then expect nothing to happen. And I feel like stuff started happening. And now, of course, now you're getting bread, you're getting people around you and, now when it's like people start to test your gangster, they're like, oh, okay, you stayed on the list. all right, cool. So now you starting to get money. Now you know you sending shooters and whatnot, thinking that like you untouchable. But you don't know what like. And I forgot who said this. I think it was Joe Budden. It was like either Joe Budden or Charlamagne, one of them. That was like, yo, when the feds got their eye on you, like they when they go after you publicly, like they got you. Like so, yeah, it's like whether he was, yeah, like whether he was directly involved or not. Like once you start living that life, homie, like yeah, I hope he was living that life, because if not, now you about to serve 47 minimum for stuff for a life you wasn't even trying to live.
And yeah, it's like, just to make you know what J. Cole say. He's sitting in a cell, reflecting his way to the top, wondering if it was worth it or not. You know what I'm saying? Is it really worth it? You got to the max. You know, you were the top trending dude in music. You know, one of the top trending dudes, especially in New York. Definitely top.
Yeah.
Like, not that he's the best artist in New York, but he was the hottest. Yeah. Like, he was on fire. Was, like,
running New York. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I wasn't mad at him for, like, claiming the king of New York. I mean, I was mad because, you know, we got the Hoes and the Fabs and everybody else that I think is way better lyrically.
Yeah,
but in hotness, he was definitely, like, the hottest dude in New York. But was it all worth it now? Because now, look, now 47 years. Listen, I don't care. Ain't no amount of money worth me spending the next 40. He made money for a year or two, and I next 47 years was worth 2 years of money.
That's probably good. All gone in legal fees. Yeah, all for that sure. Money he made is gone in legal fees. And yeah, so I mean, right now, you know, he's snitching. You know, trying to reduce that 47. But even still, it's like how much you he because his sentencing ain't even until next year. It's January of next year. So he got at least a year in there. And then, cool, he going to snitch on everybody and try to get that down. But still, he going to serve sometime. So
he's going to serve like 7 or 10 years, come out and be like, he's what, like 19, 20 years old?
Like no more than like 22, 23
years. Yeah, he didn't come out when he's 32, 33 and be old enough to still to rap. And hopefully he's better by then, but he's going to be rapping about everything.
At that point, music going to be way different than what he's doing.
Right? I hope so.
But so easy. Hey, we killing these transitions. So transitioning from like who, you know, Tekashi used to be King Troll, and now I feel like, you know, he locked up, and so people trying to like take up that trolling mantle. Cause your boy Tory Lanez,
oh my god,
he's trolling everybody, coming and, you know, directly calling out people. Sending tweets to this one and that one, the JID talking about he respect Cole, but he don't got nothing against Cole. He trying to get on the track with Cole, but then he coming at Black, like, Black, shut your mouth, and you can get it too. Like, coming at everybody. Him and Don Q had they diss records, Don Q's one. Did you listen to all of them?
I didn't hear Don Q's second one. I heard Don Q's first one, Tory Lanez's response, and Dream Doll.
Okay.
That's who it was, right? It was Dream Doll? Yeah, it was Dream Doll.
Dream Doll.
There's so many dolls, I get confused sometimes.
Yeah, I mean,
whatever. Asian, Cuban, Cash, Dream.
Yeah, so many.
Cash, Money, whoever, everybody else in the world. Yeah. Everybody's a doll.
Yeah,
me too. Step
Doll.
Step Doll.
Step Doll, yeah. So... in my opinion, Don Q definitely lost that first one.
Oh no, he got killed. Which is why I didn't hear his second one, because Tory Lanez specifically said he's not responding a second time. Yeah, he's like, I'm doing it one time.
Yeah, which makes sense, and that's what he said before. He was like, yo, you waited till the second one after I responded, and now come harder. But what I will say though is, Tory Lanez waited 3 days to do his joint. Tory Lanez released his joint, and within like 3 or 4 hours, Don Q had a response. So he was, and the response was it was way better. He should have, like, I don't know what he was, I don't know if he was holding on to that one, or like, but he should have, because his second one was fire. He went in. But he waited. And then, yeah, to the man already said in his joint, like, I'm not responding. So anything you do now is just kind of like after the fact, because he killed you.
Yeah.
And he killed you on the W beat, which is like a fire beat.
And I was talking to my brother about this. I agree. We feel like he killed him on the WB because he accused him of trying to steal Drake's swag, and it was more like a, you know what, I could do it And I'm gonna kill you stealing that swag, quote unquote, stealing his style. I'm gonna still kill you doing it. And he took Duppy and he kind of rapped on it the way Drake rapped on Duppy a little bit, and still flamed him. Like, it was bad. Like, yeah, it was, no, bad. It was bad. And I like Don Q. I think Don Q's pretty damn good, but nobody shut Tory up yet. Like, Joyner beat him, but it wasn't like a body. He didn't chill him.
It was up for
debate. Joyner just kind of out-rapped him. Yeah, it was open for debate. It was cool. But nobody has shut this man up yet, and it's getting me. I'm about to rap.
Nah, you crazy. Dream Dog.
No, yeah, Dream Dog killed him. Then, yeah, hold on. Yeah, hold the phone. Yeah, I'm sorry. Dream Dog. As far as the guys, nobody shut him up yet. Dream Dog had to be the one to come out the closet and be like, yo, hold on. He said whose name? Wow.
Yeah, but
she said she got Beijing on her thighs. Stop playing, sucking her toes through the sock. Yo, chill.
Like, chill.
That's disgusting. I hope they were fresh socks out the package, at least.
Nah, because she don't even look
she was
like
walking around the house socks. In the socks.
Yeah, that's definitely walking around the house socks. Because, like, crazy. You know, dolls don't wear socks.
That's
dolls
true.
Wear heels, so. She was definitely. But, yeah, she flamed them. But I'm telling you, like, pillow talk is crazy.
Yeah, she put him on. He can't respond to her. Nah, he can't respond.
He can't. Cause what you gonna say? Like,
no matter what he says, yeah, she let him have it. No matter what he says back, it's gonna be either, oh, like, that was fire response, but she's a woman.
Yeah, or either way,
if
it's, like, how
if he doesn't respond at all, you lose. Like, it's a lose-lose for him. Like, you can't respond to Dream Dog.
Yeah, I don't.
He could call her and be like, "Yo, that was fucked up," but that was that's all he could do. He'd be like, "Yo, why you gotta do me like that?"
And I don't think he was like his thing. I don't know. Like, he didn't have a beef with her. He put her in the song. He was like, you know, she's like, "Hold on,
yeah,
I'm minding my business." Yeah, and now I gotta flame you. And then she was out in SOBs performing it. Performing.
She's a goat for that.
I mean, you gotta take advantage. You know, you hot. You got your 10 minutes of fame. You gotta take advantage.
Oh yeah, you gotta turn 10 minutes into an hour. You know what I'm saying? Like, do as much as you can with that. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I agree with that completely.
I mean, I'm enjoying. Like, yes, Tory Lanez is a little annoying with it, but I'm enjoying it only because it's just entertainment. It's like fun.
No, yeah, I like the competitive spirit. I'm okay with it. I didn't like the fact that he started all of this when J. Cole put out Middle Child. That was why I was upset.
Yeah.
Like this. Like, I mean, the Jordan Lucas thing happened beforehand, but like J. Cole put out Middle Child, and that same night he's like, "Don't forget, I'm still the best." Like, all right, dude, you can do that tomorrow. You gotta do it the same day. My man dropped, trying to ride on his wave. Like, that was why I didn't like that. But other than that, I'm okay with him poking his chest out. I'm okay with the battles, like the little back and forths. I'm okay with all of it because it's all entertainment. I'm getting music on a semi-daily basis, new music, new diss tracks, and I'm loving it.
Yeah, I'm here for a good diss track.
I don't know if he can hang with. Well, let's go with the fact that he said he will take out everyone in Dreamville to get to J. Cole. Number one, this is not Mortal Kombat where you climb the ladder to fight Goro. Okay, you're not guaranteed to battle J. Cole just because you pick on or beat J.I.D. or Kaz or Boss, any of them. Just because even if they all diss you, it doesn't mean you're guaranteed to battle J. Cole. Like, he could still not do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just weird that he's like, "You have to give me Cole. We don't have to give you anything, really. Yeah. Cole got to give you Cole."
Yeah, but my thing's like, what's the issue with Cole, though? Like, I J. Cole's the best. You gotta beat the best.
Yeah, it's just what it is. You know, like, it's. Yeah. I don't want to say it's a jealousy thing, but it's kind of a jealousy thing where it's like J. Cole gets all this respect, and he's like, "Why am I not getting it?"
Because he and earned it. What you mean?
Yeah, for sure. No, yeah, like, I agree with that completely. He
J. Cole ain't
it.
Come out talking about I'm the best with no like real rap albums and being known for doing covers of other rappers and stuff like that. Like, he built up his joint. Like, he got a legitimate fan base. People, I feel like Tory fans are like casual fans. Like, I've never ran into like a hardcore Tory Lanez fan that's just like, "Yo, ride or die, Tory Lanez is that guy." No. Like, he don't have that.
I know two. And one is like 20, 21 years old. So he's younger. He's in the Jacquees era.
That I'm
exactly. And the other one is one of my older brothers, but I think he does it just like, I don't think he thinks Tory Lanez is like crazy dope. I think he likes Tory. I think he likes Tory Lanez for some reason. I don't like Tory Lanez. Like Tory Lanez, when he does his covers, his Chinx Tape covers, it reminds me of those older songs. Like when he did the Ashanti joint, when he did the Proud Family, it brings me back to those songs and that TV show. And I'm like, yo, this is hot. It just brings me good memories. Not because Tory's that dope, but his sampling is fire. His covers are dope. So that's why I like Tory. And I think that's why he likes Tory. I don't think he thinks Tory's like better than like a Wale, because you know what I'm saying? That's my guy. I'm going to throw him in there. Or like, I don't even think he thinks he's better than Meek or something like that. But he likes his music because of the style, the covers and stuff like that. But other than that, I don't know any hardcore, like Tory's a dope rapper type of dudes. I don't know any of those.
I don't know any. I mean, yeah, his covers are dope. Chinx Tape's are dope. Like, music is great. But it's like, ain't nobody calling you the greatest nothing right now.
At all.
You're not like the greatest.
He might be the greatest. He could go on tour as like a cover artist and be the greatest cover artist of all time.
I give him that. But cool.
That's what all you got.
That's taking other people's stuff and just covering it. It's not even your stuff. You're not original. So it's like, chill out. Relax.
It's bad, but I want somebody to like really like destroy him lyrically. And it would have to be one of those upper echelon type of dudes. It'd have to be a Kendrick, a Cole, a Wale, I'll take Big Sean over him right now, lyrically. Like, I think Big Sean even though he's been gone for a while, I don't know where you at, Big Sean. Stop hiding. I know Janae Aiko broke your heart, but we need some music from you.
Or maybe he broke her heart.
Maybe he broke her heart, but she's out here smiling on camera. She's even taking photos. Yeah. She's chilling, and she had to have. He, like, Jesus, where are you? Big Sean, where are you? I'm about to put, like,
She broke his heart, but then she got the tattoo cover of his face.
Yeah, like, you know, like it's weird. Like,
it's weird.
Maybe it was a bad breakup, but he's taking it harder than she is. Like, she got the cover up, but she's still on. She just did like the couple covers on Instagram. Like, she'd be singing. She's posting pictures with her daughter. Yeah. Like, she looks fine. He's gone. He's off the face of the planet right now.
I guess it's harder when you're a rapper. And like, you can't. I mean, he could though. He could start making like the rap for like the breakup. You know? We got I Don't F With You. You know, after a bad breakup. And then
he can very much
platinum. We need something else, John. We need that.
He's a part of that great draft class that I'm always like vouching for. And
he was right there. He was like that. What was it? Dark Stars Paradise.
It was fire.
It was fire. And then I was like, okay, Big Sean needs to be in this conversation with the Coles and Kendrick and the Drake, and all of that. And then it's like he just like continuously like didn't deliver after that until now. It's like, yo, I don't know what you doing, but if 2019 he don't make some noise, then it might be a wrap for
him. Yeah, he might have to zip him up and ship him out somewhere. He's letting me down. But yeah, it's just he's been gone for way too long. She's been chilling. It's just weird. Usually rappers come out with something, even if it's a diss track, just diss her something. I don't care what it is. Just diss her. I don't care. Say something.
Yeah, sing, get you some auto-tune, cry on it, whatever.
Yeah, put Wale on the hook or something. Yeah. Put Drake on the hook for all I care.
He's been a ghost.
He could make a song with Drake about breakups and make so much money.
I mean, I don't think he needs the money. I just put music.
Well, yeah, something. Give me. You know what? Put it on SoundCloud. Do a cover of an old R&B song and just do something. I don't care what you do, but do something strong.
Yeah, he's. I don't know. Yeah, stressing me out. He out here moving.
Yeah, she chilling. She look happier than before they got together.
Yeah, she definitely broke up. Okay, now I don't think about it. Yeah,
she's like, let me call this nigga. Let me get this cover up done. I'm about to keep it moving. I'm going to keep pushing.
But then she covered it up and got a super big tattoo. That's right. It's like huge.
I mean, she had his face, so you got to do something big to cover that. She had his whole face.
That's true. But she could have got like a sleeve or something. It's like huge. Like she went in. Like I'm like, yeah, she definitely broke up with him. She's like, yeah, forget this. What else you got?
We could transition from Big Sean to his other ex, Ariana Grande, is about to put out a new album. And I'm upset about it. Wow. Only because, R.I.P. to my guy. I was late to the party. If you are a true, true, honest to God Mac Miller fan, I'm going to apologize now. I've always liked him, but I never really listened to him until after he passed away. It happens. It happens to the best of us. Okay, I was very late to the party. I knew he was good, but like I don't know how good. So after he passed away, I heard his latest album. It was called Swimming. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. I mean, I only heard like 2 or 3 songs, and then he passed away, and then I heard the rest of the album. Album's incredible. But I feel like ever since he's passed away, she had her whole heartbreak posts. She called off her engagement. She's been riding this wave, I feel like, very hard. And it upset me. It upset me because, you know, she went from like, oh, I'm going to take a break. I need to recover from this. Boom. Then she comes out with Thank You Next. And then a little bit later, she comes out with The 7 Rings. And now she's about to drop her album. And this is all 6 months from her last album. Her last album came out like 6, 7 months ago. Like, she didn't even wait. Like, she's riding this wave mad hard. The sympathy wave of, oh, Mac Miller's gone. Everybody feel bad for me. You know, all that. And it's just, I'm tired of her. She gets me angry. Tired of her.
I feel like, you know, I don't try to get into people's relationships, but I just thought it was super weird that, you know, whatever happened with her and Sean, Big Sean, that happened. And a few months later, it was Mac Miller. Then that didn't work out. Then it was Pete Davidson. Then that didn't work out. And then it's like, on to the next, on to the next, on to the next. But hey, you know, celebrities move differently. They just...
Yeah, no, they definitely do. I haven't liked her rollout for her new music because it's been all like, she'll post on Mac Miller and then boom, a new song. Then she talks, she's sad about Mac Miller again and then a new song. And it's just like, come on, like, we get it. You quote unquote loved him and he was like your best friend, your soulmate and all that other crap. Leave him out of this. All right, just, she doesn't need him at all for promotion. Let's be clear. She's Ariana Grande. People love her. People worship the ground that girl walks on. Yeah. But that's why I'm mad. She doesn't need what happened to him to sell, but she's using it, you know, as extra ammo, and it's whack. So I just wanted to poke a little. I want to make a poke at her. She's mad.
That's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine. You can take it. You can take it.
Yeah, she's fine. She didn't even know who I am.
No. You don't know that, man. Maybe she does. You don't know. Hey. Don't sell yourself.
If you are,
she know who you are.
All right. So while we're here, Ariana Grande, if you do hear me, I'd still go out with you. I'm just mad at what you're doing.
Yo,
you're still very pretty.
Yo, she looked like a little kid. I couldn't do it.
You know, and it's funny. Like I see both sides because, like, at some point, I just ignore that, and I'm like, yo, she's like, she's very pretty. But at other points, she does look like she looks like a child Barbie.
She looks
mad
like
little.
She's 12. Like I would like there would never be a situation where we could be out in public where I would feel like comfortable because I would feel like everybody, like people who don't know, like, cool, you know her, so you're like, all right, cool, I know she's old enough.
Yeah,
but I
yeah,
feel
yeah,
like
yeah.
Mentally, it would be like, yo, I'm on a date with a 12-year-old. She's 12.
How tall is she? Because I think she looks shorter than she actually is. Because like Pete Davidson is like 6 foot something.
She looks little.
Pete Davidson is like 6 something though. So like next to him, she looks like I think Pete Davidson is like 6'2", 6'1".
Yeah, right.
I think Pete Davidson is pretty
tall. I don't think she's that tall because even when she was with Big Sean ain't tall. And I feel like they was like, she was shorter than him. Like, nah, I'm not. I couldn't do it. Like,
maybe I have
know.
To see her in person because, yeah, like, yeah, and, like in pictures she looks like, mad young. Like, yeah. they be putting her picture next to like her Disney picture, and I'm like, all right, yeah, and then I can't do it. But like, if I ignore that, and if I ignore like the comparisons, like she never aged, like she's like Pharrell or something. If I ignore all those kind of comparisons, I'm like, all right, she's an attractive woman. The long ponytail kind of bothers me, but I don't.
That's insane. It's too.
She
it's
can still
too
call
dark.
Me. She's got a lot of money. She could call me. I'll forget about that. If she calls me, she's rich.
All right, well,
I'll make her tattoo her age on her forehead or something.
Shoot that shot. Yo, did you watch You on Netflix?
No, I do not watch You, and I refuse to watch You. Hear me out. I fell for this with Bird Box. I'm not doing it again. Yeah, got me one time. Everybody was like, "Oh, Bird Box, go!" You know, not you, but people around me at work and everything was like, "Oh, Bird Box is so great, man! You gotta watch it. It's the best thing ever." And I was like, all right, I was watching Bandersnatch like for the 80th time because I was trying to get all the endings right for Bandersnatch, the Black Mirror movie. Mm-hmm. And then I finally watched Bird Box and I was like, this is what y'all were hype about. And everybody's hype about this You show that just got renewed. And I'm like, I'm not doing it. No, you're not getting me. You're not getting me again. I'll wait.
Yo, but you like, what was that? A couple episodes ago, you said you trust my judgment when it comes to like movies and TV.
Don't let me do it.
I told you Bird Box wasn't that great. I told you it was just entertaining, but it wasn't like...
Don't do it. Don't say it.
I'm going to tell you to watch You.
Damn it. He said it. now I got to watch it.
I'm going to tell you to watch it because it's entertaining, yo. And it's just like the main character, the dude, like he's going to wrap you in and you'll be like, yo, Joe's nuts, but I'm kind of rooting for Joe, and the girl that he's going after, like, I kind of hate her, even though she's the victim. Like, it's weird. It's super weird, but it's crazy, and it's good. I liked it. And I was like, the story behind it was like, I didn't even know. It was like it used to come out. It was on Lifetime. Like, Lifetime. It was a show on Lifetime that did horrible. Oh. And then Netflix picked it up. And of course, like, the Netflix effect, that joint just skyrocketed. Yeah. And now it got picked up for season 2. But yeah, no, it's good.
I gotta watch it. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
I'm sorry. But, you know, we'll be back and you'll talk about how I was right again. And then, like, you'll trust me. And then that'll be that.
Yeah. Fine. So, I'll watch you. Thank you. I was just watching Game of Thrones, but I'll watch you.
Yeah. Well, that's like no warm up. It's nothing like it, but it's a warm up. All right, so you want to do? Yeah, I feel like we should do. Yeah, we'll do our little debate segment before we go into sports, because I feel like once we go into sports, we're gonna black out.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we're just gonna black out. So cool. So for the listeners, me and Free are working on a new segment, a new debate segment. We don't have a name for it yet, but it's the debate segment. I feel like that's good enough for right now. Where is there going to be a topic, something from Twitter? Because me and Free, you know, for the most part, we have similar views. We disagree about certain things, but we want to make it a point to just, like, whether we agree with our debate or not, something that we can just debate and just have a fun debate. So something that was trending on Twitter, it was something that said, you know, people were debating whether a billionaire has ever worked as hard as someone who cleans toilets. And the initial tweet came from Thomas_Violence. Don't know who he is, but it said, no billionaire has ever worked harder than anyone that cleans toilets for a living. And that, like, sparked, like, this debate about who works harder, a billionaire or the toilet cleaner. So, Free, how you feel about that? Are you team billionaire or you team toilet cleaner?
Okay, I'm gonna switch my. I'm gonna go with billionaire. Team billionaire. I'm gonna switch it up on you. I'm gonna throw you a curveball. Because I was gonna go team toilet cleaner, but I saw a tweet that made me go team billionaire.
Okay.
So, I'm going to go with team billionaire because one tweet convinced me, and it was very true. Somebody said the quote unquote mythical toilet cleaner, is like the hardest worker. They're sweating, scrubbing toilets. And he's like, I think I'd be pretty chill at it. I think I'd just, you know, whistle, listen to music. I'd be chilling, like, clean a couple toilets. Like, I don't think it makes you a hard worker because you're on your hands and knees scrubbing. And who's to say you're scrubbing so hard that you're sweating? And, like, it's not like you're not scraping gum off of the inside of, like, an under part of a bleachers. You know, you're just, it's not hard to scrub a toilet. I clean my house. I clean my toilet. It's not hard to do. So billionaires, I mean, unless you're born into it, you know, unless you're born and you inherit billions of dollars, but to get there is a lot of work, whether it be you do it social media kind of way, where you got to grind. And grind. You have your 9-to-5, your regular 9-to-5, but you're still working toward a goal to get to a certain amount of followers, which then lead to endorsements or ads. And, you know, it's a lot of grinding. It's a lot of hard work of doing free stuff, you know, to hopefully get networking. And that's a lot of work, man, to get there. So I respect a toilet cleaner. Definitely. It's work, but to become a billionaire, if you come from nothing, to become a billionaire is so much more work, I think, because that's a lifetime amount of work to get there. Whereas toilet cleaning, you do your little 9-to-5, you go home and you sleep and you're fine. You know, it doesn't require as much mental strength because you can fail. You got to fall, get back up. Whereas toilet cleaning, you know, you just do what you do. So I'm going to go with billionaire. Can change my mind.
I'm going to change your mind right now. simply off of the fact of, cool, billion, toilet, first of all, team toilet cleaners all the way, because you're not, you just said, cool, you clean your toilet. How often do you clean your toilet? Let's just say once a week, twice a week.
Yeah, let's say once a week. So it's four times a month.
So once a week, four times a month, you clean your toilet. Toilet cleaners are cleaning toilets. And you clean your toilet that you sit down on, that you pee in, that's yours. Toilet cleaners are cleaning 7 days a week. There are no off days. There's no day where you could come in, especially in offices or wherever where it's open 24 hours or it's open every day. They're cleaning unsanitary toilets that strangers have been using all day. And you have to do it every single day. That alone is the hardest work, because like, I don't even want to clean my toilet. And I know I'm clean. So now I got to go, you know, have you ever been to a gas station toilet?
Yeah.
Have you ever, like
which obviously they're not working that hard, because they're not clean.
No, they haven't invested in the toilet cleaner.
Are they working that hard?
They haven't invested in toilet cleaner. They're doing it themselves. So they just finish pumping gas and they go wipe it down once a month. But nah, so like, you go to like an office building or whatever, where, you know, they have the companies come in at the end of the night and you got to clean that joint. And like, some of y'all people that be using these toilets are disgusting. Like, I've been in some bathrooms where I'm like, you don't use the bathroom like this. It's your crib. And if you do, you nasty. And some of them, like, it's like, yo, like, what was you doing? Was you like peeing with your eyes closed? Like, you say, like, what was you doing? So it's like nah. I think they work
hard. I get that it's unsanitary. I get it's unsanitary. I'm not saying they don't work hard. So I was saying, like, if it was me, right? Number one, I'm going to have my gloves. I'm going to have, like, a little mask on my face. I get it's unsanitary, but there's this protective equipment to not – you're not scrubbing it with your – you're not licking your finger and, like, trying to – like what your mom does when you got something in your face. You're not licking your finger and then rubbing on the toilet. Like, you know, you have gloves. You have cleaning supplies, okay? So unless you get hired to clean a toilet and they give you a small toothbrush and your own toothpaste and they're like, hey, go clean those toilets over there, that's different. But all in all, they have a lot of supplies to use, okay? And it might be very dirty. It might be disgusting. But you put your little, you put some headphones in. You put your whatever kind of, you know, to listen to music, zone out. You just kind of, you whistle along. You singing. You might dance a little bit with the toilet scrubber. Use it as a microphone. Don't put it too close to your face because it's gross. But you might sing a little bit. And you scrub and you just, you know, it's regular. It's a job. A job is a job. At the end of the day.
Yeah, but that's also, I feel like that's also harder, because it's like to have to. To go to that, knowing what the job is day to day, knowing how nasty it is, knowing that, you know, but if that's what you have to do to survive, to just like, to be able to like pay your rent or to be able
to provide.
And like knowing that day after day, like some people work it 5, 6, 7 days a week cleaning toilets, like just straight now, cleaning toilets. So cool, you can put music in, you can try to make it as happy as you want it to be. But to know that, like, you know what, I just cleaned this toilet and I'm gonna come back tomorrow, it's gonna be filthy all over again. Like, it's day to day. Like, cool.
So I think
I'm not a billionaire, but you know, I would assume I'm sure billionaires work hard to get where they're at. But it's a different level. It's a different kind of work that, like, if you put billionaires in that position, like, most billionaires have been paying people since the time they could, to like never have to even look at a toilet. They don't even know the last time they looked at a toilet that wasn't clean. Cause it's a different level of work. I feel like on that front, if we're just talking like just straight labor, there's no way. It's not even.
But in this day and age where you can put anything on a podcast, like, you know, or social, like a YouTube video, like a how to type of thing, a toilet cleaner can be a billionaire. You know, if you put your focus in the right area, you could put your phone up and go live. Like, this is how you clean the toilet, you dirty MFers. Let me show you what I do every day. And a day, like a day in the life type of thing. You do an episode weekly, you know, just like make it funny. You can attain that, but they don't, a lot of toilet cleaners don't aspire for that. They just want to go, do their job and go home. They don't like it, but they just go punch in, punch out, and do my job and go home. All it takes is a certain mindset to change all of that. Whereas the billionaires had that mindset, and through the failures, the ups and downs, they maintained their mindset I think it's more of a mentality than actual. So, like, I think more mental work to be a billionaire and more physical work to be a toilet cleaner. Because you drag yourself out of bed. A billionaire wakes up when they want.
Yeah,
let's
like
be
you're
clear.
Not on nobody's time. You're not even.
Yeah,
nobody's time.
You're on your own type of time. Yeah. So that I think physically, mentally, like, well, physically and emotionally, it's harder to be a toilet cleaner because it's like, I gotta go clean a stupid toilet again. Whereas a billionaire, just when you're trying to get there, you know, and to stay there, because you could lose it all if you invest in the wrong company, you could just go completely broke. So you gotta. That's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of do's and don'ts when you're when you attain that wealth to keep it. And they have to work to keep it because if you invest in the wrong company, whether it be a liquor company, you can invest in the wrong toilet cleaning company because you can invest in a toilet cleaning company and it goes to crap, no pun intended, because people don't show up or you hire the wrong people and then you just lost a lot of money because you invested in that. You know, so to get there is very tough and then to keep it is even just as hard, I feel like, because anybody could blow through a lot of money very quick and not think of how to keep and maintain their wealth. You could get to a million, $1 billion and then just piss it all away, no pun intended, to the toilet cleaners. But whereas to be a toilet cleaner, you know, there's nothing to, it's not there's nothing to it. But you know, you wake up, go punch in as much as you hate it. You wake up, you punch in, boom, you go home, and that's it. You might go home like, oh, I gotta do that again tomorrow. But you also just go home. Whereas a billionaire is gonna go home. There is no home for them because when they go home, they might have to answer phone calls, answer emails. They got to keep it up. They're on 24/7. They're working 24/7. They got to answer phone calls, emails. They might have to answer a tweet because it's a DM because a new opportunity of a new business might like slide in their DMs like, hey, I'm opening up a company. Would you like to invest in it? Shark Tank is an example of that. You know, people come in with new ideas every episode. Like there's like two or three ideas every episode. And it's just a constant. When you're a billionaire, you got a constant offers of like, can you invest in my company? I'll give you 50%. I'll give you 20%. Give you this. I'll give you that. Free this, you know. And you got to keep on your toes. Like, is it a good investment? Bad investment? Are they lying to me? Are they telling the truth? Like, that's a lot of work, man. It's a lot of work.
Like,
Mentally,
yeah,
mental work.
I get that, but I feel like, yeah, and
Mental
I
work.
feel like, yeah, mental work, which is why I said, yeah, it's just like a different, are we just talking labor or are we talking like work in general? Because, but I also feel like, I feel like a toilet cleaner, I feel like that's mental too, just because it's like, that's like one of those jobs where nobody notices it unless it's wrong. You know what I'm saying?
That's
It's not,
true.
it's like one of those jobs. So it's like do it every day knowing that like, and some people, it's like, yo, some people may look at it like a service. Like, you know, I'm providing a service, making sure that you guys have a clean bathroom, whatever you come in, like you ain't got to worry about that. 'Cause it's like, that's one of those jobs where it's like, you never pay attention to it. Nobody goes into a bathroom and is like, wow, that bathroom was really clean. Unless you went an hour ago into a bathroom that was really dirty. So I feel
Yeah.
like mentally, I feel like that's a, like it's a thing where it's just like, you know what? That's one of those jobs where it's like very, like toilet cleaners or just janitors in particular. Like it's one of those jobs where it's just like people, they come in, they do it, whether it's with a smile on their face or it's mad or like angry. At the end of the day, they do it, they get the job done, and to do it daily, like daily doing it, doing the same thing, making sure everything is clean. And like to not get recognition unless like now you come in and you go, gotta use the bathroom and there's no toilet tissue. Or you
I
go
just
in the
want to.
bathroom and you like slip in because there's pee on the floor. That's the
Yeah.
only, and then it's like you would get recognized because it's like you did a horrible job and then you fired. But like when you do your job daily, you go into the bathroom or wherever and it's clean, nothing. Nothing.
I just
You
want to be
get
on the record. We have a cleaning person or a crew at my job, and I thank them every single day. I
Okay, great.
appreciate the cleaning people at my
Cool,
job. So, not that I
cool.
don't appreciate cleaning people who scrub toilets, not that I don't appreciate them, but for the sake of the debate, I was gonna go billionaires and,
The
but I
clean
do appreciate the
cleaning
people at my
community
job.
is about to come for you.
Yeah, I
Cleaning,
know. Please,
he's about to go in
don't.
your bathroom, go to work in your
They
bathroom. He's about to have to fight somebody.
got poop smeared on the floor. Like, clean it yourself
Yep,
now.
he's about to spell your name and poop like on
I wouldn't be
the walls.
mad if they did that. I'd be like, that's talent because I don't have the patience for that. That's hard work. You
Yeah,
gotta
I'm
keep
telling you,
taking the
what
poop out of the
billionaire's
toilet.
doing that? Ain't no billionaires doing that.
You got
He's crazy.
it. You got that.
All
Yeah,
right,
feel free
cool.
to write us. Feel free to write us on the Instagram page and all that. To what's your opinion? You know, let us know. Let us
Definitely.
know what you think.
Team billionaire or team toilet cleaners? Team toilet cleaners all the way. Ride or die
Still,
till we
I'm
die.
sticking my guns. Team Billionaire.
You lose.
I hope they give me some money.
Nah. Oh, yeah. All right, cool. I think for me, that's it. That's not sports related.
Oh, wait. Actually, I have one more. No, I'm good. Because that would have been for you. That would have been a debate for you, actually. That would have been in your favor for the toilet cleaner. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to give you that win.
I'll take all the extra ammunition I can get.
No, I did not. It was about a woman that got stuck in an elevator for 3 days in New York in her apartment elevator. Mm-hmm. I guess it wasn't being properly maintained. And the building was owned by a billionaire. So he wasn't working to maintain it. So
see? See? That's what I'm talking about.
I'll give you that.
Okay. See? Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. That's why I was going to go with toilet cleaners, because I was going to throw that. But I'll give you that one right there. Help you out. You needed the help because I was winning.
Nah, you need the help. You need the help. I killed you on that last. Killed you on that last. About them not being appreciated.
I appreciate them.
I mean, I appreciate them.
I appreciate The Weeknd doing a better Dirt Diana than Michael Jackson, whatever. But nobody else appreciates it.
So we had a very busy. It was very busy in association this week. We start out with AD deciding that he's not going to resign, requesting a trade, and then getting fined because, you know, they thought it was collusion with Rich Paul and the Lakers. I frankly don't care. I just want him to come to LA. So
No.
I know, yeah, we can definitely debate this, but we can't really debate it because you just mad because Chris Paul didn't go, because they
vetoed right.
the Chris Paul.
How you veto Chris Paul? All right, let's just be clear. As great as I think Chris Paul is, he's not Anthony Davis. He's not a 7'3" shooter with handle. He's not Anthony Davis is a freak of nature.
Yeah.
Talent wise, physically, he's like a string bean, but talent wise, he's off the charts. Okay. So how do you veto Chris Paul to Kobe, but you don't veto Anthony Davis to LeBron James? What? What are we talking about here? This trade better not happen. But go ahead, continue.
Well, I mean, right now, I mean, they weren't even taking the like calls. And I mean, the Pelicans, I saw something that it was like the Lakers offered like everybody. It was like Lonzo, Kuzma, Zubats, Josh Hart, first round pick off Anthony Davis, which, I mean, I get it. I wouldn't want to see Kuzma go, but he would have to be in there.
Kuzma is your future.
He is, but
after LeBron goes, he's the future.
No, so is Anthony Davis. So it's like, if you can get him, then if you got to choose between Kuzma being your future or Anthony Davis, definitely choose Anthony Davis.
I get that.
And then you can fill in pieces around, which you get them too, especially in the West, because like the West outside of Golden State, I feel like the West is still up for grabs. Like I have no faith in Denver. Who else is up there?
West is filled with talent, but like how many of them are?
Yeah, like nothing that's gonna like scare you now in the playoffs. You put Anthony Davis, you give Anthony Davis and LeBron the rest of from when did the playoffs start? April, May. From the trade deadline from February to April, just to May, just to kind of get acclimated, and you throw in some pieces around, they'll be in the conference finals against Golden State because it would be nobody.
No, they for sure will.
And then after next year, who knows what could happen to Golden State with KD being a free agent, Klay being a free agent, and then it's like if they don't come back, if Klay goes to LA or something like that, then LA is in the finals, just like that. So. That was huge. And then on top of that, Kyrie now says that because originally AD was, the talks was that he would get traded to the Celtics. Yeah, but he can't get traded to the Celtics until the season is over because some kind of rule where you can't trade superstars, something like that. Like Kyrie couldn't get traded for Anthony Davis straight up, so he would have to wait until. Like,
oh no, I want them to play together. I don't want them to get traded for each other.
Oh, you want them to play together?
Oh,
okay.
Oh well, yeah. That's not happening.
Unless Kyrie comes to LA, which, yeah, I know you don't want that. So I don't think that's happening. But Kyrie earlier was, you know, he was talking. He was at some kind of fun, some kind of shoot around thing, talking to the crowd. And he, you know, he was like, you know, I would love to come back to re-sign with Boston if you'll have me, blah, 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 blah. And then they asked him recently, like, you know, what's, how you feeling about the trade? You still like feel confident you'll be back? And he was like, we'll have to see when July 1st comes around or something like that. So he's switching up. So now the big talk of the town is that he wouldn't want to re-sign with Celtics, and that he would want to go to New York. But then now New York just made a out of nowhere trade.
These guys.
In their defense, Porzingis went to them and was like, yo, I don't want to be here no more. But that was like the fastest trade I've ever seen in my life. It was like he said, I don't want to be here no more. And then like an hour later, he was here no more. So the NBA was just like, it was a lot.
So happening. I'm just, okay, number one, nobody's going to go to New York ever until James Dolan is gone. He's the worst.
I agree.
He's the complete worst. Okay. That's number one. Two, I don't know if Porzingis particularly said, I want out. I do know he said, because I guess it was leaked, what he said was he was concerned with the direction of the team, yeah. Which I think anyone who's from New York, lived in New York, and likes the Knicks, used to love the Knicks, hates the Knicks now because of James Dolan, everything. Anybody who's associated the Knicks, who's been associated with the Knicks in their life, hates what just happened. They hate James Dolan, mm-hmm. and he's concerned with the direction of the team, and he's very welcome to feel like that. But you can't be like, how do you have your superstar, right? You're he's supposed to be the cornerstone of your franchise moving forward because you drafted him very high, even though everybody bashed it at first because they wanted somebody else and mm-hmm. whatever. You got him. Okay, he played great his first season. We fell in love with the guy, and then he says, "I'm concerned with the direction," and you're like, "You know what? Then get out." That means you don't know what direction you're going. You must want this man to wait 10 more years to be good again. No, he wants Knicks to be good next year, 2 years from now, not in 10 years. So if he's concerned with the direction, your superstar is concerned with the direction your team is heading, maybe you should take a look in the mirror. So James Dolan needs to just go. Take a look in the mirror and realize that you suck and get out fast. Yeah,
James Dolan is the worst. He's been the worst for the longest. If
LeBron, Kobe, Tim Duncan, Dirk, if any of these guys had went to their franchise owners or GMs and said, hey, I'm concerned with where we're heading, I'm 100% sure, especially with Spurs, the great organization that they are, Pat Riley with the Miami Heat, Dallas with Mark Cuban, if any of those guys had been addressed by their superstar to say, hey, I'm concerned with where we're headed, they would have a plan for them. Like, this is what we're going to do. We're going to suck this year. We're going to get Zion or RJ Barrett. We're going to do this. They would have a plan. But the fact that somebody said they're concerned and then you go and trade them that quick, you must not have a plan. You must just be going on the fly. Because if you had a legit plan, you tell your superstar your plan and they say, okay, we're good. At least we're on the same page. We know where we're headed.
Honestly, I think their plan was to just free up money to like now potentially sign two max guys. But that's the thing. It's like, who's going to want to play there now when the guy who was already the guy there is like, nah, I'm not really feeling like the management right now. So then there's no incentive now for
selling points.
Kyrie. Yeah.
Your selling points now are Dennis Smith Jr., who I like. Don't get me wrong. I like Dennis Smith Jr. a lot. I'm at Dallas.
I like Dennis Smith Jr. because now J. Cole will be at more of the games. Because he tweeted.
He's a Knicks fan now.
He's like, I'm a Knicks fan now. So he'll be at more games.
So now I'm gonna try to go to some Knicks games. Thank you. Yeah. James Dolan did that right. You got some ticket sales because people are gonna go see J. Cole. They don't care about Knicks losing at this point. They're gonna go see Dennis Smith Jr. dunk on somebody and J. Cole. That's what they're worried about. But you got so come off season, you got Dennis Smith Jr., Kevin Knox, and possibly RJ Barrett or Zion as your third selling point. Which aren't bad selling points, but they're not Porzingis selling points.
No.
Like, he's the unicorn, you know, as KD called him. Like, he's a very solid player. He just got hurt. So, I just don't know. I don't even know where the hell they're headed, and they piss me off. But on the other side of the coin, Mark Cuban just got the European Big Three with Dirk, Porzingis and Luka.
It's like a big Dirk two is, and a half. It's like a big, it's
big two and a half.
Two and a quarter. It's not really.
No, leave my man Dirk alone, yo.
Dirk is struggling. Like, you see the way Dirk walk? He like walking hurts him. Like, he needs yo, to those, just, like, those, stop. Just stop.
Listen, all those turnarounds, all them turnaround with the leg kick, turnaround jump shots, man, joints take a toll on your legs. It's hard to kick that leg up every time.
Well, he ain't kicking nothing up right now. It hurts him. It hurts me to watch him walk. It's like pain. It's just pain.
You remember, like, it was a Tim Duncan's, like, last season or two where he would, like, rest for games and it would just put, like, he's out for rest because he's old type of, like, old age. They put age for the one. Like, they're making fun of him. That's what Dirk's going to be at. Like, at some point in the season, he's going to take a rest and say age.
Yeah, just old. Old knees.
Just old. Old knees. Just bad.
Yeah.
But I like them three being together. He's gonna give them wisdom. He's gonna guide them in the right direction. He might not be what he used to be. He's definitely not that. But as far as what he can bestow upon them about surviving in this league for as long as he survived in this league and still be relevant, he's still Dirk. You know, he's already made his imprint on the league. You know, he can guide them in that direction and helps them that way. So I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it for Dallas. But James Dolan, just get out, please. Sell the team to Mark Cuban. Let Mark Cuban own two teams. One in the West, one in the East, and I bet you they'll both be in the finals soon. They'll both be in the finals soon enough. Damn it.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, the Dallas is set up. And, I mean, with those two now, he just set himself up to now potentially bring in somebody else now that will want to play with Doncic and Porzingis.
Oh, yeah. Somebody's going to go there. Like, somebody's going to be knocking on the door.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to be knocking on his door. Like, he don't got to call nobody at this point.
Nah.
The way Luka's playing this season.
I think the only thing that people are going to want to see how Porzingis comes back because it was his Achilles. So, that's a major injury, and he's 7'3". So, it's like, how is that big boy coming back from that? But I feel like if he comes back and this is himself, 2020, like, they'll have some people trying to come play in Dallas. I mean, the Knicks right now, their only hope is, like, getting Zion or RJ Barrett. And then I feel like, because they have $74 million in cap space. So, like, cool. You're going to sign in two max guys. But it's like, who's going to want to come there? Like, you, like, nobody wants, like, yeah, it's just like.
Yeah, it's Melo only so
wanted,
hard.
Yeah, like, Melo only wanted to come because he had roots in New York. And then it's like, besides that, like, they don't really, nobody.
You'd have to get, who's their coach right now?
Fizdale.
Okay, I like Fizdale, so I'm not going to say get a new coach. I like Fizdale. Fizdale's a great coach.
This is his first year. Yeah, this is his first year. I mean, they just suck. It's not his fault. So, they just don't have a squad.
I didn't know who their coach was. I was going to say, you need a good young coach, but they have that. So they got Fizdale. I like Fizdale.
Yeah.
You're going to really need to sell. Because, all right, so let's say you have – I'm going to go with Zion just because you get the high-flying ticket sale action. That even though RJ Barrett, I think, is more complete, he's better. But Zion, you get the action. You know, you get the eye-popping action that you get with him. Mm-hmm. So let's say you have – come offseason, you have Zion, Kevin Knox, and Dennis Smith Jr. Okay? You could sell possibly – to KD and Kyrie to be your 1-2 punch as far as scoring and leadership. Even though I don't know if they're both good leaders, but that's neither here nor there. Then you have a great starting five, because a decent starting five turns into a very solid starting five, because Kyrie's going to give it to KD on the wing or lob it up to Zion to dunk on somebody. Kevin Knox is hitting shots from the corner. You know, like, you, Dennis Smith Jr., he's a point guard / shooting guard, so him and Kyrie can alternate who's going to bring the ball down, and you got lobs to him going crazy. It would be a nice show. It would be a show to watch. And you could get those five. But who say you get those five? You know, you got to hope that you get Kyrie and KD. I prefer more, honestly. If I could pick two of the guys that are coming to free agency, I might take maybe Kyrie and Kawhi, honestly, because KD's going to want the ball with Kyrie wanting the ball. Kawhi wants the ball, but he don't want the spotlight so much. You know, we already know how he is with the spotlight. He got a quad injury because of the spotlight. So he could let Kyrie have that. Kyrie could, quote unquote, lead the team as the vocal leader, but Kawhi is going to be the locker room leader. Once they get into that locker room, you know who's going to be the one talking. Even I hope you don't ever laugh again out loud, but Kawhi going to be the one talking. You know, so with that type of dual leadership, you have one who's on the floor leader and one who's in the locker room leader. With the pieces around them, if you get those pieces per se around them to develop great, then perfect. You'll be fine. You'll be perfect. You'll be very, very good. But James Dolan's still got to go. It's still going to – even if they get those five, it'll crash and burn within a year or two because James Dolan's trash.
He's so trash. There's nothing – nothing with him is successful.
I've never seen a worse owner.
Yeah, it's really bad. Like, he's, like, the worst.
And it's crazy. Like I kind of grew up a Knicks fan. I kind of grew up a Knicks fan, even though it's weird because my favorite player in history is Reggie Miller. I grew up a Knicks fan. Okay, favorite player in history is still Reggie Miller, the greatest trash talker ever. And like now, I cheer for Chris Paul. That's my guy right now. And I still get mad at James Dolan. I still get mad. He's on the other side of the continent. He's on the side. I'm over here in Houston. Waiting for Chris Paul to get back. He's back now. I'm hoping that they could get it together by the playoffs because the last year they had Golden State on the ropes before he got hurt. They had Golden State on the ropes. I'm hoping they could do it again. They had the talent, you know, and I'm still looking over. I'm still peeking over at the Knicks like James Dolan, just like, just go away. Just go somewhere. I don't want to wish death on you, but I wish that you would wake up and sell. Get away from the organization.
Nah, that's
you know what I want?
He's not selling.
Boom. Let's do it like this. Popovich, retire from coaching and go buy the Knicks. Perfect. That's what I want.
The Knicks are worth like five or six billion. I don't know if Popovich got that laying up in his bank account.
How about this then? Give it to Popovich, okay? And Popovich give you 20% of the income that the Knicks make for the next however many years till he pays off that debt. He give you 20%. Give Popovich 80% and let him own the damn team. Give it to him on the strength of you getting 20%. And you just get out of the business. Just get out. Go ruin another franchise. Yeah. Go ruin the Lakers. Go buy the Lakers.
Whoa. We good. We got rid of the bad bus brother. So we good now. We back, we good. Don't try to ruin the Lakers. Get out of here.
Try to send him that way. Go ruin LeBron's career. Get out of here, man.
You can go to Houston.
Oh, my man already don't got a ring. Chill. Don't make it worse.
Your man's never getting a ring.
I know. It's sad that I know that.
His one shot
got vetoed.
That was it. That was that.
So sad.
Yeah. So yeah, it was a busy NBA week. Oh,
it's Super Bowl weekend.
We didn't even talk about the started the All-Stars, the reserves.
Oh yeah, the reserves. Yo, ice in his veins. Let's go.
Yeah, I think
I'm so happy.
No, I'm glad he only taken Oladipo spot. Like he wasn't like he should have been on to begin with. Like Kyle Lowry got the go. I'm telling you, him and Al Horford are the most boring All-Star selections I've ever seen.
They really are. Like we spoke about this last time. I said All-Star selection should be based on excitement because that's what it is. The game means nothing and nobody plays defense really. So none of that matters. Like let me get the best handles, let me get the best dunkers, let me get all that, the best shooters that are going to the little head to heads. Like I hope, I pray, as much as he might lose the battle. I hope D'Angelo Russell comes at Steph's head. Like
I hope
you know what
D'Angelo
you know
Russell
you're Steph.
Has, like, yeah.
You know, you're Steph. I get it. The world worships the ground you walk on. You're the captain of the Golden State Warriors. Guess what? I think I'm better than you. And I hope D'Angelo Russell comes at Steph's neck during an All-Star game. Mm-hmm. I don't even want Kyrie to do it anymore. I want D'Angelo Russell to do it. I want to poke his chest out a little bit because he's there.
I'm glad he's getting that moment. I'm sure Lakers are looking like, dag, we let that go.
Yeah, but, really.
You know what I mean? You know.
I mean, he shouldn't have been recording people, but...
I mean, yeah, that was like a. But I mean, yeah, it was like essentially.
I think that's part of why he had to go.
I mean, yeah, he did because it was just like a weird. It was like, yeah, the culture was just different now because it's like you had Swaggy P on the team, you got him on the team, and it's just like weird. And now I'm sure they don't trust him, and it's just like he just needed a brand new start.
Yeah, and he's getting it.
Yeah,
he's leading a no-name team and they're doing very well.
They're winning. They're winning. I think in the East right now, they're in the playoffs.
Sure they like, are. Like, them and the Clippers are the two most no-name winning teams right now.
Yeah.
Because the Clippers have a J. Cole lookalike on their team. What's his name? The J. Cole lookalike. That's in the Clippers.
Only J. Cole lookalike I know is on Golden State. Quinn.
Nah. They said he was an all-star snub, too.
Really? Oh, yeah. You're talking about what's his face?
It was like a side picture I saw of him. It was like a side picture. They had him on the side picture for the snubs. And I was like, he's like J. Cole.
I know
you're
talking about. And it's killing me because I can't remember his name. Oh, man. Whatever. But he's, light-skinned dude.
Light-skinned. Yeah.
Man. Yeah. So, it's a few. I mean, the shout-out, shout-out to Jokic making his first All-Star team.
As much as he deserved it, I feel like you could have left him out for somebody else.
For who?
I don't know. I think he's exciting to watch. I think he's great. I like him a lot. He's already gonna be in that Rising Stars challenge. Like he's gonna be over. He's in a dunk contest, isn't he? I think he's in a dunk contest.
No, Jokic. He's like
no, not Jokic. I was talking about Luka Doncic. My bad. I was talking about Luka Doncic.
Oh.
Jokic, I like the Joker. He's cool.
No, I feel like you could have took. Yeah, like I feel like they could have took. Who's in here? I would have took Karl Anthony Towns out, and I would have put Luka in there. But yeah. I know it's like different. It's different positions, though. Like I don't know if they even do it like that. But like honestly, I would have took Klay. I would have took
Klay positions out
too. I would have took Klay Thompson out. I would have took Klay out and put in Luka or Aldridge. Like nobody wants to see these guys in the All-Star game. I don't want to see LaMarcus Aldridge in the All-Star game. I don't. Nothing about that is exciting or appealing at all. I don't want to see Karl Anthony Towns. I don't want to see Jokic has for a big guy. He passed the ball really well. He has some flashy passes, so that's fine. Like I'm happy for Chris Middleton, first time on there. Don't want to see him in there. Vucevic, first time. Happy for him. Don't want to see him in there. Honestly, I don't even want to see Blake Griffin.
No, I don't want to see Blake.
It's that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, most of these guys are just I like them. They deserve you know what? Just you get your all expense paid trip to go to All Star Weekend. Go enjoy. You have fun.
You go. You just can't play. Don't play. Don't play. Yeah, just don't play anything.
Do you see they added Dirk and Dwayne Wade, right? And happy. They need to add Vince Carter for the dunk contest. Yes. Honorary.
I feel like you just don't even touch that.
Honorary dunk contest. Adam, man, you don't gotta touch.
Nah.
You just said it hurts to watch Dirk walk. And they added him to the All-Star game where you run up and down a shoe and...
He's probably not even going to suit up. He's probably... You know how when they go through it and at the end the people that's in there that's in the suits...
Nah, he's going to run down and hit a three.
I feel like that's what they're gonna. They're not gonna play long enough to sweat. They're in and out. They're like last 2 minutes of the game.
Vince Carter can still dunk. Possessions. He might not be exciting.
He can dunk. No, he can dunk, but that's the thing. He's not exciting. So I'm just let 2000. Yeah, that's when the dunk contest was. Let that just be. I feel like that's when people try to make the sequel to the movie that's already a classic. It's you don't have.
But we're about to get our fourth bad boy. Act like you're not gonna watch it. Third. Oh no, they had 4 minutes. How many Men in Blacks? Is it 3 or 4 Men in Blacks? I feel like there's 4 or something.
There was gonna be a 4 Men in Black, but what's my?
Never mind then.
Starting over.
All right, third bad boys. You're not gonna watch third bad boys. If the first two was classics.
No, that's a different. That's a unicorn where it was the sequel was better than the original. But the sequel, the original, is still a classic. That's the one where both movies were classic. This ain't that, homie. This ain't that.
All right,
this ain't
that. Last year at the dunk contest, they had that one dude, right? The white boy from Canada. He came out. He did a little score. He called the scorpion dunk. Have Vince Carter come out in between dunks and try something. He don't have to be in the contest because I want him to look bad and get a zero.
I don't know. If it was in Toronto or something, maybe. But it's not Charlotte. It's okay.
But he's not gonna come back.
I don't want to see it.
We're not gonna see him again.
I don't want to see it.
We're not gonna see him again.
Huh? You don't know that. He didn't say
he did. Return. Yeah.
Did he? Well, it's okay. It's okay.
What
I
if?
don't even
What
see
if?
it. Everybody can't get the. Everybody can't get the Kobe walk off. Some people just gotta fade into the sunset. It's
What if?
okay.
Okay. What if? What
It's
if?
okay.
Right. He could do like just one between the leg.
What is, I don't think it's worth it because he does that stuff like some of his pregame,
Exactly, but
where he
it's
does
different
like
when it's
those
on the
dunks in like the pre.
stage.
Yeah, but nah, because then it's like I feel like that's pressure. Like it don't, I don't need it.
So if
I
he
don't
puts
feel
his,
like I don't need
if he
it.
puts,
I don't
okay,
want
so if
it.
he puts
I
his
don't want
elbow
it.
on the rim at this age, it's not more impressive than he did in 2000?
No, of course it's more impressive just because of, but it's only impressive because he's 40. It's not impressive because it's something we haven't seen. Like he was doing stuff at the 2000 dunk contest that we hadn't seen. So he was just doing stuff that was like, wow. He was like really just like jumping
Yeah.
around, just doing stuff we haven't seen. Now it's just like, it's like, all right, cool, we saw it. And now it's just like, oh, it's like a pity clap. It's like, hey, the 40-year-old still got it. No, I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't
Fine.
want it. I don't want to. I don't want him to go out like that. I don't want to. That would be like Kobe's last game, and he get 10 points, and it's like, all right, yeah, you way to go, Kobe. You got double digits. Way to go out. Like, if Vince Carter don't go out there and compete with like
Is
Zach
that Levine
Levine,
again?
where like he like doing new stuff, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying. I just thought about him because he's like the most, the one I remember the
Yeah,
most like in recent
since Vince
years.
Carter.
Like, if he not going out there like, yeah, like he's like, if he ain't going out there like that, like on some like, no, I'm winning this, but like not on some like y'all, like they going taking it easy on me, like that. But I don't, it's not, it won't even be fair.
Well,
So,
okay,
no,
so
I don't want it.
are we here
No.
for another person, right? Let's say Zach LaVine. Let's say he's in the dunk contest. I don't know if he is or not, but let's say he is in the dunk contest. If he brings out Vince Carter to help him with a dunk, are we here for that? Or wear it, or wear the
Yeah, I mean
jersey or something as
that's
a shout
cool.
out to the GOAT.
That's maybe, yeah, I wouldn't mind that, but then I feel like they run that pretty much. They run that a lot too. Where they switch the jersey and they pay homage. That's fine. I don't have a problem with paying homage. I just don't want to see Vince Carter out there doing it just because it's like, let the original be the original. I don't need a sequel. I don't
I
need a
just love
sequel.
that guy so much. He's the GOAT. Did you watch his documentary on Netflix I told you about? Oh,
No,
okay.
I didn't get
Let
to
me know
watch
how
it.
you
I didn't
do.
get to
It
watch
was
it.
great.
That wasn't too bad. That wasn't too bad of a sports segment. We didn't blackout. Yeah, so I mean, yeah, we didn't really blackout. We didn't go too hard on the sports. I feel like
We went
you
off on James
know,
Dolan. That was really about it.
yeah, I mean,
Not
he
everyone,
deserves
every
it,
bit
so
of
I'm fine with that.
I'm still single,
But
so I'm
yeah,
still winning
it
the
was a busy week for the sports. I mean, I'm
bet.
not worried, bro. It's not even the weather. It's like 2 degrees outside on the, in the East Coast. So it's not that time, it's not that season yet. This is season where if you got somebody, you got somebody. If
You
you
just gotta
don't,
wait out the
then you
storm.
just chilling, waiting for the, yeah, you just gotta wait out the storm. And then once it's consistently 65, that's when you're in trouble. So I'm not even worried yet. I'm not even worried. This ain't go get a girl weather. So
I'm
I'm
bragging,
not
and
worried at
it's
all.
just February 2nd,
At
and
all.
I'm bragging. Like, only a month has
Yeah,
passed.
yeah, yeah. So I'm not worried at all. But yeah, definitely continue to listen. Where we at? We on Anchor. We on Apple Music.
Spotify.
Whatever you like to Spotify. Whatever you like to listen to, we there. Thank y'all for listening, and we will see y'all again. Well, we won't see you, but we'll be talking to y'all next week again. Same time, same place. Free as
You
always.
too,
Have a good
man.
week, and all right, y'all.